Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Okay, we were talking about supply chain issues. You mentioned Coke, Diet Coke, some other products that have gone up in price or just a little harder to find. You're noticing they're shuffling the shelves around to make them look full when normally there are a whole lot of more products on the shelves. I'm sweating out personally. I have a Twizzlers costume I have purchased for my daughter. She wants to be Twizzlers. Sometimes we make our costumes this year. No, we haven't gotten around to that. So I went to one of those Halloween websites about a week and a half ago. It still hasn't arrived. Maybe Anya Kane can help us out with this. She covers retail for Insider. And you talk about the supply chain. It feels like we're talking about it every single day now. There's another story related to it, Anya. And I know you cover this closely. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me on. And yeah, it's definitely a topic that is not going away anytime soon.
Am I going to get my Twizzlers costume or my daughter's Twizzlers? Or am I going to be forced to make that? I'm really concerned about it now. I thought it'd be here by now.
I really hope you get it because that sounds delightful. But yeah, definitely a lot of issues around supply chain right now.
Yeah, I think the shipping and delivery times are one thing that's been pointed out. And what you point out in your article, it's really interesting. You talk about how it's partly our fault and how we can all help fix it. What do you mean by that, Anya?
Yeah, that's a great question. Bit of a spicy headline there, blaming the consumers. But I think what my co-author Grace Kay and I were sort of speaking about was basically this is a situation where when we panic and hoard supplies, as basically what happened early in the pandemic, we're actually making the supply chain issues worse. And it's sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? When we go and we think, oh man, I better stock up on this because it might not be there soon, then we create, you know, more scarcity and then more people are doing that. And then it puts more of a burden on the supply chain. So some of that panic buying when it's stuff that you don't really need, but you kind of panic and think I need to stock up on this right now, you know, that's definitely not super helpful behavior, according to the experts that Grace and I interviewed. So if we could all just kind of take a chill pill and sort of like try to go about things, buying stuff that we need in amounts that make sense, I think that definitely puts a lot less pressure on the supply chain, because basically there's nothing wrong inherently with the American supply chain right now, right? We have just seen a colossal tidal wave of demand sweep over it. So it's not that the supply chain has gotten worse. It's just that demand has increased so much, basically.
Well, that's interesting you say that, because I'm sweating it out because it's a week and a half and I'm concerned about Halloween and all that kind of thing. But, you know, you point out in your article, too, is that we expect 2-day delivery now, or 3-day delivery. We expect this immediacy to everything we order, because we've sort of been conditioned that has worked for a while. And with the pandemic and slowing things down, it's maybe those expectations are not as realistic.
Exactly. And it's sort of like, you know, it's not really consumers' fault that they've gotten into that expectation, because, you know, that's what retailers and e-commerce people have been, you know, pushing for a while now. Like, we'll get it to you today. We'll get it to you tomorrow. We'll get it to you in 2 days. And that's what people are used to. But I think right now, that's not always realistic for everything. And I think just being an informed consumer and ordering things early and like looking what's in stock, you know, other suggestions that we got, you know, buying thrift, right? Buying used, go to Goodwill, go to your local business that's not a chain, go to a place where they really focus on American-made products so you don't have to get into the international shipping kind of nightmare that's going on right now. So kind of finding those places where you can get supplied in a, you know, and you'll know that it'll be there essentially is always a good idea right now.
Right. You know, it'll be there because it's right in front of your face when you walk in. And I think that's something that's, I think, a great point you make, Anya, because it's, you can walk in and help support our local businesses and do your holiday shopping there as much as you can. And it makes a difference all around. A couple of our listeners were talking about prices going up in terms of they're seeing that be the result they notice most with supply chain issues. I don't know. Is that something you've been following as well? Someone said Coke was a lot more expensive. It's gone up in 6 months, made two different price jumps. And it's just something they're seeing at the major retailers.
Yeah, no, I mean, definitely, because supply chain is so crucial for that, right? You know, keeping costs down sort of depends upon things running smoothly in your supply chain. And when things are, when the cost of international shipping is going up because these different retailers are having to hire their own private vessels to do this, and things are kind of getting thrown for a loop, then unfortunately us consumers end up eating some of those cost increases. And like, there's certain things you just can't find right now. Like, I cannot for the life of me find this, you know, delicious bottled Mexican Coke that we love typically at our Indianapolis Costco. We had to pick up some in Illinois when we went there a few months ago, and we picked up kind of an obscene amount, so we were probably set for the winter or whatever. But I think in terms of, you know, you have that, like, where you're used to getting a product like that. And then, you know, and I'm not going to say it's definitely because of supply chain issues, because maybe my Costco just, that's not a good seller for them and they don't want to have it anymore. But I think enough of this is happening anecdotally that we can assume that supply chain issues have to do with a lot of it.
But you broke your rule there, Anya. You stocked up on it because you couldn't find it. And I think that is natural for all of us to want to do. I know with the green iced tea I love, that my daughter loves, and it's been out of stock a lot. But, you know, when you see it, I think I was limited on that for buying it on the online site. I get it for two. You were limited for two. My instinct would have been to maybe, you know, stock up a little bit if I can't get it for a month and it's something you love or it's central to what you like to consume. That doesn't help, though. It doesn't help.
I am the worst hypocrite when it comes to all of this stuff because, you know, I'm saying, hey, you gotta buy early, get your Christmas presents early, get, you know, don't hoard. And I'm like, you know, I'm gonna probably do all that because I just fall into those kind of psychological traps, right, where you kind of think, I can't find it now, I better buy all of it. You know, but there's definitely ways around this, you know, in terms of just, you know, checking online what's in stock in your stores, right? You can very easily find product that's currently in your local stores now, and maybe that takes out some of the uncertainty that kind of comes with e-commerce at this moment in terms of when is it going to be delivered, and you know, just kind of staying on that and identifying early on what you want to get and then seeing if that will be possible in the time constraints that we all have.
Anya, just a minute left here. I noticed Domino's said they can't get enough delivery drivers, so they're not getting as many pizzas out the door, and it was the first time in a decade that the same store sales actually declined. That is part of this supply chain thing where there are some of those jobs that are no longer, they're not getting enough applicants for. I think that's making an impact in some places.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, the answer is pretty obvious, you know, pay people more. If you're not, I mean, currently workers have a lot of power in this labor crunch. And if you can't pay for people's services, then, you know, it's not that people are lazy and they don't want to work. There's a lot of factors that go into this, right? But
plenty.
If you don't have a competitive offer that's going to attract good talent, you know, you got to wonder how you're running your business in this day and age, I think.
Or you're not going to attract someone, I suppose. Right now, it seems like that's definitely the case. Anya, thank you for your thoughts today. Always appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me on. Great to talk to you, as always.